Bless you, Father. He is our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let thine anointing rest upon this service, Yahweh, and upon thy preaching, that it may be the strength of our hope in this hour. For in all things we thank you this day. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we thank you forevermore. And all the saints said, hallelujah. You may be seated. We bless the Father for all things. His goodness, his mercies, his kindness, and his gentleness toward us all. I bless him for that today. For salvation. And the deliverance from every yoke of bondage, every sin that destroys the heart of man today, whereby his mind is given over unto bewitching. This is a generation that is bewitched. They cannot obey Yahweh, and there is no love for him. The desires are the desires of the world. They love to fulfill that carnal, sensual desire. There's nothing in them that desire the pure things of Yahweh. They're headed headlong into the dark power of darkness, whereby their minds are totally, totally strained from Yahweh. He's not in their thoughts. He's not in their activities. So there's no conscience of him at all. This is a vile generation. There's not been one like this one. He's very corrupt. Very vile. It's a greedy generation. It's a very selfish one. Yahweh is going to have to destroy that element before he can ever restore the power of his beauty in the earth that he intended when he created this place. And so what man has done, he has consumed himself with his own lust, with his own greed, and his own selfishness. And there is no desire for the things of Yahweh. And so when he hears those things, he becomes very angry. He detests the things that deals with his flesh, his sin, his wickedness, his vile ways. He detests those things. And so what they began to do is find someone that is familiar with them. They look for those that will give them some kind of comfort or some sense of their worth. Yet we're worthless before him. Messiah paid the price in full. There's nothing any of us could have done to redeem ourselves from the power of sin. It's the blood of Messiah. And he shared that blood that we may know the Father as our Father. He never intended for man to know him as a God, but as Father. Messiah always addressed him as Father. Father Yahweh. He never called him Lord or Lord God. His name is, he wants to be known as the Father unto his people. And that is the truth, saints. Not as some Canaanite form of some God. He wants to be known as Father. That's why he said, you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So he is our Father. He is our Father. And he wants to be known as our Father. He certainly does, saints. And that is the truth. There's something that I do want to point out today. I truly do. I pray that you all will bless the words of faith today. And it may strengthen your hearts. It was one thing that Messiah, he understood the time that he was in. And he realized his purpose and what Yahweh had raised him up for. You must understand that Messiah is Yahweh showing his love toward us all. And for us to be in him, or for him to give us unto him, is to show his love toward Messiah, that we may be complete in him as one. And so he did not do a half-hearted thing when he came to redeem us from the power of sin. And sin has its dominions today. Man cannot get free from sin because their minds are steeped in natural things. You began to speak the things of the Spirit, you will sense this rejection. And will turn away from those things. They become very perturbed because they have their religious ideas has nothing to do with your way. Nothing to do with Scripture. And as Messiah realizing that he was in an hour whereby nothing could change that, that death was imminent for him, he began to intercede. He did not intercede for the world. But he began to intercede for those that Yahweh had given unto him. Now I want to read a very poignant account in John chapter 17. I want us to understand this today, saints. What a profound intercession that he began to cry out unto the Father. And he knew that the cup that the Father had given unto him, that he had to drink of that cup. He understood that. And yet he understood that, man, those that Yahweh had given unto him, unless the Father keeps them, they could not be kept. And unless Yahweh keeps you, you are not going to be kept. And Messiah did not make a mistake in this prayer. He did not. As he began to intercede. I want to begin reading at the first verse, Yohanan, John chapter 17. Messiah knew that the works were finished, or these are the finishing works that had to be accomplished. Chapter 17, verse 1. Listen carefully. The scripture says, Yahshua, after he had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour has come. Now he understood the cup that he had to drink from. He realized where his strength came from. He was the perfect law of Almighty Yahweh. He was the perfect soundness of the Father. He did not pray Lord. He did not pray God. But he said, Father, the hour is come. Now I understand my purpose. And I understand the hour that you have brought me to. So he said, the hour is now upon me. He says, glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. Let it be known that I am the Son of Yahweh. Not just the son of some God or some king, but I am the Son of Yahweh. He has a name that is separated from every god. He is not a Canaanite identity. He's not of the Canaan hierarchy of gods. He is Yahweh, and that is his name. He wants us to know that he is the Father. And he wants his name to be expressed in that fatherly kind of compassion. So Messiah, near death, nor the very great trial that should try him, he prayed, Father, Father, glorify thy Son, even as I have glorified you, or as your glory is, Almighty Yahweh. Let it be known that I am the Son. And it must be known today, saints, Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh. You cannot, listen to me, you cannot translate any other name or bring any transliteration that means Yahweh saves. And it must mean that. Jesus does not mean that. Christo doesn't mean that. Yahshua, he is a Hamashiach. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is the express power and image of the Father. He is not some compound title of Lord God. That is not his name. He's Yahshua. He is the salvation of Yahweh. The name Jesus can never mean that. It doesn't denote that. And a transliteration is the same form as it was at the beginning. It is the same wherever it goes. And there's only one name that means the salvation of Yahweh. And that is Yahshua. It can only be expressed that way. Because Yahweh, Yah, is his name. His name is not Lord. His name is not God. If we would just simply take time and do a little research and search things out, we will see that it could never be his name. Can never be. It will never express him. So Messiah did not say Lord. And that's how people pray today. One of the most trying hours in his life, you would think he would say, God help me, or Lord. He didn't pray that way. He prayed, Father, I know that the hour has come. And now I want your glory, that glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. It was in the submissiveness of that death that he glorified the Father, because he came to do the will of the Father and to finish the will of Almighty Yahweh. He had to fulfill all scripture. Everything that was written in the book of Moshe and the Psalms and all the prophecy had to fulfill that. If he did not fulfill that, then the words of Yahweh, they have no power at all. But he had to fulfill Scripture. He had to fulfill Scripture. He had to fulfill Scripture. And it had to be Scripture there in order for them to read, to know what Scripture must be fulfilled. And so it was stated in Moshe and the law and Psalms. And in all the prophets, they spoke of this mighty power that would come to deliver man from the crutches of darkness and sin. He says in verse 2, he says, As you have given him power over all flesh. You know, I'm not reading out of the King James translation, alright? I'm reading out Yahweh Scripture. And as ye have given him power, Yahweh gave him power. Messiah knew that. He said, you have given me power over all flesh, that he might give eternal life to as many as you. Messiah came to give as many eternal life as Yahweh, as you have given him. Now they come from the Father, or they are given unto the Son by the Father. Messiah said, no man can come unto me except it was given him by the Father. So the salvation doesn't come by some kind of prayer. We are given unto the Son by the Father. He said, all that you have given unto me, we are given unto him. That is Yahweh's anointing upon Messiah to express his love toward his Son that was begotten of his bosom. That he entrusted our souls in his hand because he knew he would finish the work. He must and he had to finish the work. And the works were to fulfill all Scripture. He had to fulfill all Scripture. He had to fulfill what Moshe said. He had to fulfill what David said. He had to fulfill what Isaiah and Obadiah. He had to fulfill all Scripture. And if he did not fulfill all Scripture, the works were not finished. He came to do the will of the Father. He had meat to eat, and those that were with him knew not of that meat to eat. It was to do the will of the Father and to finish Yahweh's will. That was his strength to finish the will. That is our strength today, is to finish his will. We must finish what he has willed for us to do. And that is, again, he will glorify his name. His name is going to be exonerated. And it's going to be glorified. And it's going to be esteemed above every name, every pagan title, and every pagan name. And that's the truth. For we have so much paganism today. In everything there is paganism. Everything they do in their harlotry, their sins, and wickedness. There's no shame today. There's nothing pure today. Whatever man can conceive in his mind, they will do. Or the Massachusetts Supreme Court says of a day that it's all right for two men to marry. It's an abomination before Yahweh. It's a vile thing. It's an unclean thing. It's not a righteous thing. And so they're selling their sons and daughters unto Moloch. That's a wicked thing. He wants his people to be pure and clean and righteous, holy. Without sin, we should not be a part of this vile, wicked world. We should not entertain the things of the world. So he's bewitching the minds of many today to say, it is perfectly all right for two men to marry. What an abomination. Two women to marry. For a man to sit all day watching a television, giving himself over to lies and bewitching and seduction. That is an abomination before Almighty Yahweh. He wants us to exercise in faith. He will set no evil thing before our eyes and for us to be consumed with that. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. And our minds be given up to those things that are foul and unclean. And this generation is given over to that. It's a very ignorant generation. It doesn't take anything to deceive their ignorant, stupid minds. You can put anything out there and you bombard their ignorant minds with it. They receive it. They receive anything you give them. You can sell them a rock today. They'll buy it. You have enough money to put it on television, they will buy it. And you continuously, redundantly pour that over unto them or into their minds, they will buy it. It's a stupid generation. It is so corrupt and wicked. It is sold unto the servitude of the world. That's all it does.
It labors for the powers of darkness. That's all they do. What power? Well, we know our flesh is enmity against Almighty Yahweh. And so they labor all their lives to serve the loss and the filthiness of their flesh. That's all they do. Messiah came to please the Father. He came to do the will of the Father, to bring glory and honor to the Father's name. It had been hid through the darkness of the strives, the intentions, and even the darkness of men's minds. He intended for us to know Him as Father. As Father Yahweh. That's what He intends. Every son knows his father. He intends for us to know Him that way. He doesn't intend for us to be given over to the Spirit of this hour. It's a vile thing in this hour. Only going to be few that's going to truly be saved. And that's the truth. That's the truth whether you all believe that or not. It's not like what this world is saying. These whorehouses are filled with whoredom. Every kind of vile spirit there is. You can go in there and do anything you want to. They got the faggots playing the organs. They got the lesbians running around and thinking they're men. You can do anything you want to today. And they're afraid to say anything against that. It's an abomination before Yahweh. It ought not to be. It shouldn't be. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of it thereof is the way of destruction. It seems right to do it. It seems good to do it, but it destroys a man's soul. He wants us to know Him and to walk in His perfect will. And the only way you're going to do that is by faith. That's the only way. And everything the world does, it takes away faith. Everything that it does, it takes away faith. It doesn't cause you to even think in faith or desire those things of faith. It causes you to desire the things of the world. Now that's what Satan has done with the mind of man through all kinds of advertisement. They are never satisfied. They never have enough. They see this. They want that. They see this. They want that. He is controlling them by trick hats. Same thing he did with Messiah. He tried to do in Luke 4, Matthew 4. He tried to offer him things of the world to control him. And yet Messiah knew that we should live by everything that is written. So it's an ignorant world. Filled with lust and greed. That's all it is. It doesn't take much to trick this ignorant world. I'm telling you. It doesn't take much. And they literally think that there's something in someone. What a fool. They're nothing. Any man that thinks that he is something or someone, that he is nothing. So they are nothing. Nothing at all. They have no power at all. None whatsoever. Their strength is from the world. The world controls them in every aspect of their lives. They tell them what time to get up in the morning. They tell them what time to get to work. They tell them how many hours you can spend with your youngins. Oh, yes, it does. Because the television say, no, they're going to spend 5 hours a day with me. There's a video game saying they're going to spend another two with me. And they tell you how much time you're going to spend with your youngins. So it commands you to do those things. And don't tell me you have power, you're a controller, because you are not. No time for Yahweh, no time for your youngin. No time for your husband, no time for your wife. Because you're spending time feeding your lustful, greedy flesh. You love the sensation of your wicked flesh. There's no fear of Yahweh at all. Can't be, my friends. Can't be. He intended for us to give all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength unto Him. An hour where Messiah knew he was about to die. He knew that he was going to be betrayed. And yet he began to intercede. And look what he interceded for now. He began to cry out unto the Father. I want us to hear this prayer carefully. And most of those texts, all of that is written in red, isn't it? It's not that way in this text, all right? But I know it's him talking. He says in verse 3, and this is, do you hear this? And this is eternal life. They that know you, the one true Father, your true Messiah, whom you have sent. Now that is eternal life. To know Almighty Yah. No, see, this world tells you, you don't have to know the Father. You just know Jesus. That's a lie from hell. He said to know the Father. He did not say to know me first, but to know you. This is eternal life. To know your way, first of all, and that I am sent from Him to bring assurance of eternal life. Yahshua. Now that's His prayer. That they may know that Thou art the only true Father. What is our Father's name? He has a name. Your way. What does the Son say? Well, he hath the Father's name, and the Father's name is your way. The Son's name is Yeshua. The salvation of your way. That they may know that you are the only true Father, and that I am your Son. You have sent me. And Messiah has been sent by the Father. He did not come on his own accord, his own will, saints. He was sent. He was sent. Then why don't we identify the one that sent him? Is he some kind of elusive thing? He was sent. He was begotten, brought forth from the Father's bosom to show us love, saints. To show us you're always concerned about us. And what he did to Yeshua, he said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give them unto you to show you that I trust you with all things. Did I trust you with all things? He did not do it with a Malach, an angel. He did not take a cherubim. He did not do it with Lucifer. But he did it with the begotten of his bosom. He did that with him. He was the soundness of Yahweh in flesh. He was the perfect law of Yahweh in flesh. Everything Yahweh does, he governs our lives. That's what his kingdom is. It's a kingdom of government, laws and rights and ways that we must walk. So is the kingdom of darkness. He has laws. He has laws. That you do whatever you want to. Say what you want to. Live any way you want to. And that's why they say, well, it's all right. If a man chooses to be that, that's all right. If a woman does that, they justify every sin. Every vile thing. There's nothing unclean today, saints. Everything is pure in the sight of man. Everything is clean. But it's not so with Yahweh. It's not so at all. But this is the prayer of Messiah as he's there with those apostles, those that have forsook all things to pursue the Father. They forsook all things because they knew that he had come by what prophets had prophesied and by the way that what Moshak, the law, had spoke of him. It was a fulfillment of the word of Yahweh. All of his words are pure, not just some. Messiah didn't say to Satan, man shall live by some words. He said, man shall live by, he shall not live by word alone, but by every word. Every word that Yahweh gives unto us, those are his words. So we don't deny any of them. He says in verse 4, he said, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the works which he gave me. I have meat to eat that ye know not of. First of all, it is to do the will of my Father, the one that sent me, and also to finish his will. He said, I have glorified you on the earth, and I have finished the works which he gave me to do. And this is what he says, verse 5. And now, Father, glorify me beside your own self with you. With the glory which I am to have with you before the world to come. He said, let it be known that this mighty glory of whom thou art, that men may know that I am the one that have come in my Father's true name. There have been many that came in all kinds of names. It wasn't the name of Yahweh. They could not offer salvation. And only in that name of Yahshua is salvation, because that is the only word that means salvation. Jesus doesn't mean that. A transliteration, it must be the same. If you bring it from Russia to China, it must still be the same. A transliteration, trans-literally, it is literally the same. You can translate things from one place to the other. You can take leather from India and make shoes in Italy. But a transliteration or a transatlantic journey of a pair of shoes from Italy, when they get here, they will still be a pair of shoes from Italy. And that's the difference between translation and transliteration. It must literally be the same. And Jesus can never mean Yahweh saves. It can never. You can never deduct that from it. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. It can't be. In Christ, Christo can never mean Yahweh's anointing. It simply means the anointed one. What anointed? Where the kings were, the anointed one, they all came from gods. They were birthed by the gods. You say, you glorify me with the same glory from the beginning. You and I are one. I am in you, and you in me. Religion has destroyed the ability of us to receive spiritual laws. That's what it has done. It has destroyed the mindset of man. That's why you got so many devil doctrines or demon nations. You got thousands of them. You got hundreds within just the Baptist organization. You got hundreds within the apostolic. They all got a doctrine or a truth. And it's one thing that this truth, Messiah was the truth of Yahweh in fullness. And he showed the unity between him and the Father. That's what it was. There was one. They were one. That was the unity. It can't be, saints. These folks just say they have Yahweh. They don't think it can't be. It can't be the Spirit. It cannot be. It is perceived and conceived by their own gods to establish themselves. A god is anything that a man makes supreme. And their doctrine, the apostolic doctrine, that's more supreme than the Baptist. And the Baptist is more supreme than the apostolic. It's not based upon truth. It's based upon the vision of men. The lies and the corruption. That's what it's based upon. Based upon their followings. It's not based upon what Messiah said. I'm going to read this prayer. We're going to find out what he truly prayed. It is either the truth or it's a flat out lie. It can't be partial truth. This one he prayed, it has to be the truth. He says in verse 6. It says, I have manifest. That's what it says. That's what that means. I've declared, right? He says, I have what? I have manifest. You understand what that means? Make known openly. I have manifest thy name, your name, to the men that you gave me out of the world. Does it say that? What does it say in that rendition? It says that I have made known your name. Is that not what it says? I have manifest your name. He had to make known openly the name of the Father. And that's what manifest is, to make known openly. Now this, he's near death now. He's knowing that death is imminent, saints. Hear this, please. He knows that death is imminent. And he, in this press, I have manifest. I have made known openly your name to the men that you gave me out of the world. See, those that he gave him. He identified who he made known his name to. Those that the Father gave him. He did not do it to everyone, just those that the Father gave him. Someone read that in the King James for me. Read it loud, Sonny. One of your brothers, read that loud.
They have known.
Verse 6 there.
I have manifest thy name.
I have manifest thy name.
Unto the men.
Which thou gavest me.
Out of the world.
Thine they were. See, he prayed to the Father now.
Yes.
They belong to you. Thine they were.
And thou gavest them.
And thou gavest them to who?
Me.
To me.
Right.
He shall make known your name unto them openly.
Yes.
That's what manifest is, saints, is to make it known openly. He said, you gave me these men out of the world.
Yes.
Your way chose those men out of the world. He didn't choose every man. He chose those men. And he gave them unto Messiah, that his name may be manifested unto them. Now, saints, think of that. That's a simple statement. Now, it had to be a name that he made known unto them. If he manifests or made known a name, there must be a name that is not written in this book. Then what is the name that he manifests unto those that were given unto him? You can't say that means his authority. They have seen the power of Yahweh in Messiah. They've seen the healings. They have seen demons cast out. Blind eyes open. Leprosy cleansed. Palsy walk. Lazarus raised from the dead. They have seen all those things. So what did he manifest unto them? What, the Father's name? He said, manifest thy name. I have made known openly unto them now. Just the ones that you gave me out of the world. We are of the world, but we are not in this world. He called men out of this cosmos, this system, this way. He gave them unto Messiah. That's why he declared, "Let no man come unto me unless Yahweh brings him or draweth him unto me." You can't even go to the Father. You can't even know him. You can't even know Messiah unless Yahweh brings you to him. That is the only way. Why? Because Messiah is the confidant of the trust of Yahweh that he is going to secure the souls of those that he has called out of this wicked pagan world. That's what he is, saints. He's not some little toy. He is the security of Yahweh. He is our hope to let us know that our souls are secured. Why? Because Yahweh loves him that much that he gave us unto him that in Messiah is the hope. And he did not take away from the honor of his name. That's why he is Messiah. He is the anointed of Yahweh. He is Messiah. Messiah. Yahweh's anointing rests upon him. He is the messenger of Yahweh. He is the one with the message of Yahweh. And he has Yahweh's anointing. Because they are one. He said, "Manifest now, I have made known thy name only to those that you gave me out of the world." That's it, saints. We can't reject that. That's simple. He said, only those that you gave me out of the world, he said, "I made known openly unto them your name." I will show you something. He made the Father's name known unto only those whom the Father had gave him out of the world. Manifest, made known openly. Oh, he spoke of the Father, but those heard him. They had no understanding of the power of that name. That's why they rejected it. That's why they refused it. But though that the Father had given unto Messiah, when he spoke in that name, they received it. They received that. They received it. Oh, they simply need the anointing of Yahweh that it would testify of the mighty works that Messiah did in that name. Everything he did it in the Father's name. Search the scriptures. You will see that although he said the works that I do them in my Father. It is the works of my, these are the works of my Father. He said, my Father doeth these things. So hitherto I do them. They were not his own works, but they were the works of the Father. So he made openly known his name unto those that Yahweh had given him. They were given unto him by the Father, and he made his name known unto them all. And that's what scripture says. He said, "I have manifest thy name, I have manifest your name to men, to the men that you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you have gave them to me. And they have kept thy word," is what it says. He said, "they have kept thy law." And that's the reason why, saints. He said, "they have kept thy law." They have kept thy law. Because his word is a righteous word, isn't it? He said that his word is, that his righteousness is everlasting. That's what David declared in Psalms 119. His righteousness is everlasting, and thy law is the truth. So his word is the truth. He said, "they have kept my law." They had to keep the law. There was nothing else for them to keep. There was no other scripture for them to keep but Moshach. The Psalms and Prophets, what they had spoken, that's all they kept. That's why even Saul said unto Festus, he said, "I preach nothing. I have preached nothing. These Hadudas, these Jews want to bring me before you for death." He said, "I preach nothing but what Moshach and the prophets have already spoken." He said, "I'm preaching nothing else." He said, "I don't preach any other truth. That's the only message I've preached." And that's the truth, saints. That is the truth. He says now in verse 7, "Now they have come to know that from you come all things that you have given to me." Now they understand that all things come from you, Father. It's not me, but they all come from you. Now look who he's praying to. He is praying, saints. If you read chapter 18, you will see he was betrayed there. He was in Gethsemane. You will see the betrayer there. So he knew that the hour was upon him. He says in verse 8, "For I have given to them the word or the laws which you gave me, and they have accepted them, and truly know that I am come out of you. And they believe that you did send me. Now who sent him? He has to have a name, because Messiah said he has manifested his name. Then there must be a name that somewhere along the line has been omitted. We haven't known. We haven't emphasized it. It's not Jehovah. It can't be. They've taken the vowel pointers out of Adonai, Lord, just the vowels. And they have put them to the grammaton and made, they have made Jehovah. Just like Yeshua, Jesus, they have taken, they have done all they could to diminish the name of Yah. Yahweh. Even in the prophets, their names are, their names were not actually enunciated the way they are in the text you have. And that's the truth. I can show you all that. And so they've done everything. Isaiah's name wasn't Isaiah. It was Isaiah. Hallelujah. And so they've done everything to diminish his name. They have. The powers of hell. That they can create their own God. That's why you have so many gods. You got a First Baptist right here. On the next corner, you got a Second Baptist. On the next corner, you got an Apostolic. Then you got the Mother House Apostolic. And then you got the a Pentecost Apostolic. And they all say they're serving the same God. What is his name? There are many gods of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. That's why Yahweh did not want Israel to learn the way of those fools. Because they were fools. He said, don't learn the ways of the Hivites. They had a God. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Philistines, they all had their gods. And they called them by name. They didn't just say, Lord God, they had names. That's why Messiah did not come in no name. He came in the name of the Father. His Father's name, Yahweh, Yahshua. The name is the same. The name is the same. It is to restore the worship and the glory and the honor unto the Father. It's all about restoring that back to the Father. Has nothing to do with religion. And you can never deduct that out of the name Jesus. You can never get that out of the name Lord, because there are too many Lords. You can never deduct that out of the name God. Only one name, Yahweh. Yahweh. That is the name that he made manifest. Now if he made manifest the name Lord God, there were many Lords. Lord God? Adonai? There were many. He had to manifest a name unto them. He had to make known a name unto those apostles, saints. It doesn't take much logic to understand that, or even spiritual understanding. It just takes openness of heart to really read that. He had to manifest a name. He said, I made no manifest. It's to make openly known. That is to make openly, to openly make it known what there's understanding of that. He said, I manifest thy name. What is the name of this one that he manifests? He continuously to reiterate that he was sent by the Father. Who is his Father? So he had the Father, and he made known the name of the Father, that they may know their Father. They were not bastards. They were not illegitimate. They had been begotten of the Father. We are begotten of the Father, just like Messiah was begotten of the Father. It is not the Son that has begotten us. It is the Father that has begotten us. It is the Son that he has entrusted us with to show his love of the works that the Son done. Because in that body, Yahweh showed how much he loved us. For Yahweh so loved the world. And he sent his only begotten Son. That whosoever shall believe in him, whosoever shall believe in him, we got to believe in the one that sent the Son. You can't believe in the Son without knowing the one that sent him to do the works. And so we have to deduct from scriptures what we think is logical for theological preferences, but it has no power. He said, I made known, I manifest openly your name unto them. I've declared it, they know it, there's no doubt. They can't say, I don't know it, I had no understanding. He said, only those that you gave me out of the world. Only those that were given unto Messiah out of the world. You can read that anyway. You can't read it but the way it is written. Even in the text you have, it's understandable even in that text. Only those that you gave me out of the world, now I have made known openly thy name. And when those Jews, those Yehudas came to get him, they did not even know. He spoke and they all fell backwards. We come to get Messiah. He said, leave them alone. I'm the one. And they all fell backwards. They came again. They fell backwards again. You would think those fools would have enough sense. Yahweh had blinded their eyes. He had destined them from darkness and hell. That's the way he is. He did not intend them to know whom he was. Because if they had known, they would have never crucified him. They were the children of darkness. Their minds were dark. Their hearts were darkened. They didn't know Yahweh. And even with that profound manifestation, they fell backwards. Every time, fell backwards. You would think that they would fall on their faces and say something. That old first servant that went to Elijah, he said, I know. He said, I know what you've done to all of them. You've called fire to come down and destroy them. Just show mercy on me. I got a wife and children. I got a family back home. I know that you're Yahweh's servant. You just don't destroy me. He came humble. Those fools did. Only that one, he opened up the eyes to that servant unto Elijah, that he would know who he was. But the rest, he consumed them with the fire. Whoop! They were destroyed. And only that one, for he saved that one. His salvation was granted unto that one. He went into a city and destroyed the whole place and brought out one Jezebel, one harlot, Rahab the harlot. Just brought her out. There were folks that were much more outstanding, more moral than her. Yet he brought it out. And under the covenant of that truth that she received from Yahweh, even those that were in that house with her, they were saved from the impending destruction of Almighty Yahweh. Why not choose an outstanding man? Yet he chose that thing. And were reviled. Why did he choose someone like Mary Magdalene? Huh? Yet there were many women that were much more finer than her. Yet she had the humbleness of heart because Yahweh had called her. He knew what she was. He wanted to manifest his name unto her. Those high-hearted, the haughty-hearted, elitist ones, he didn't want them to know his name. He has hidden his name from them. They don't know. That's why they fight and they rebel against it. They reject that. So when we got to find out what is this name that Messiah revealed unto them. He said, manifest, I made known thy name. We need to find out, if nothing else, we need to find out that name. So we pray, we can pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, I glorify, I praise that name that has been revealed unto us. We need to know that name. And we find that name, we will find the Son's name. Their names are not inseparable. Their names are not separate, but they are inseparable. They cannot be separate because they are one. There's one name. There's not two names. There's only one name. And that's the truth, saints. I preach this with all honesty of heart, with sincerity. We got to know the one in this last hour that Messiah prayed, in this intercession. This is an intercession. Let me move on. The scripture says, he says in verse 9, look what he says now. I pray for who? Is that not what it says? I pray for them. I do also pray for the world. I what? He said, I do not pray for this world. He said, I pray for only those that you have manifested your name to openly. He said, I don't pray for the world. Now this is Messiah, the hope. And yet he said, I don't pray for the rest of them. That's what scripture says. It's not me putting that in there. That's what the scripture says. He said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. But for who? Whom what? You have given me, for they are who? For they are yours, Father. They belong to Yahweh. Now that's it. Say, he didn't say they are mine. Now that's what that says. He said they are thine. That means they are yours. He said they are thine. He said, I don't pray for nobody but these that you have given me out of the world. Why? Because these are yours. He said the rest of them are not yours. For these are yours. These are thine. That's what scripture says. I can't manipulate that. That's a simple truth. It's a righteous truth. He said, I'm going to pray for all of them. Just know that you have given me, that your name has been manifest to, and they know thy name. No one else. No one else. Just those that he had given unto them. Just those. And those apostles were there. And he made known the Father's name. He made known the Father's name unto them. He said, they've been given unto me, you have given them unto me, but they are yours. When everything is finished, even Messiah himself is going to submit and bring all things under the hands of Almighty Yahweh, unto the Father. Well, who is he then? We must know the one that is going to be our eternal king. We must know that. I don't believe that Brother Ray Robertson went out of this world not having any doubt. I believe he was assured. I don't believe that he had any doubt. Yet Yahweh allows to see a brother that comes to this knowledge and truth, and yet he sells his soul for that understanding. That he would not capitulate and turn back. I didn't hear him say to his wife, no, I'm not going on. What man is he that liveth that shall not see death? Tell me. And what man is going to keep his soul from the gates of the grave? Who is he that liveth that's not going to see death? Are we that ignorant? You see, the youngest amongst us, that little child is going to see death. What is one that breathes that's not going to see death? Every last one of you are going to see death. Some of you all sin is going to be one. What are you all on next? Do you realize that? What are you all going to die next? Well, that's a fact. You're going to die. You're going to leave this realm. And nothing's going to save you. All the doctors, all your medicine, all your pills, all your diets, nothing's going to save you. It is appointed unto man first once to die and then the judgment. You're going to die. And that's a fact. And knowing that I'm going to die, I want this kind of prayer too. You see the prayer that Messiah had? He interceded unto the Father. When one intercedes, it is an earnest, sincere prayer. It's not this trash to be called prayer. It is an earnest, it's a driving force in a man's soul. So we need to find out that name that he prayed. And the one he prayed to, and in that name that he prayed. I want to show you something, good saints. This is right before his death now. This is a powerful chapter here. Oh, we said that Yohana is a very intimate book. There's no other book to me that is more intimate than this book. The Father and the Son's relationship. And that's all the Messiah talks about is his Father. He never addressed him as Lord of God, as Father Yahweh. He is Father Yahweh, and he wants to be known unto us that way, Father Yahweh. That's what he wanted for Yisrael, to know him as Father. I'm your Father. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's what he does for his name's sake. He wants you to know and to be sure that I am your Father. And I stake my name on that. I stake my name. He is going to have pity on his name. He says, I stake my name on that. I'll meet you right. That's not what you honor my name. My name is everything I am. You must understand that a name is just more than some letters or words, saints. You do any kind of search on the Israelites and see what names and how they carry the connotation, even with Zechariah. When naming Yohana, his way wasn't John, it was Yohana. Yah is the gift. Yahweh is the gift. Every name indicated him and the power of his glory. And none of these names do that today. John doesn't do that. Mark doesn't do that. Luke doesn't do that. Those names don't. He put them there that every reverence would be given out to him. He named those cities after him with his name in there, that men would know that. And so instead of saying hallelujah, they want to say alleluia. We've been given over to amen instead of hallelujah. It's wrong, saints. You just need to come to grips with it. It's not right. You look up any, I can show you the documentation, there is a God, the Greek God, called Amen. He is spelled capital A-M-A-N. Amen. Hallelujah and Amen means totally different. That's just like when Messiah came into Jerusalem, it says in the Greek they began to say Hosanna. I did a little research on that word Hosanna and Hallelujah. Hosanna means totally different than the word that actually should be there. It should be Yahshua. The deliverer, the hope, the salvation of Yahweh. Hosanna never means that. But we've been given to that. Hosanna, Hosanna. No, it's your shock. It's your shock. Those words are not hard to enunciate. They're not that difficult. You can enunciate Osama bin Laden. You can enunciate your shock. No, I will, as you always put these truths in my heart, I will not turn back to anyone. Not Hosanna, but your shock. Your shock. Your shock. Your shock. The deliverer. The hope. The salvation. The inspiration of your. That's what it means. Hosanna never means that. That's the truth. That's what we better study. To show ourselves approved unto Him. We're not a people approved unto Him. Because we don't prove Him. And we must prove Him in everything we do. Who? Well, the one that Messiah said, I reveal the name. And there was only one. He did not reveal the name of Moloch, Mokam, Asheroth. He said, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but those whom you gave me, for they are yours. Then he says this, and all mine are yours. Is that not what Messiah says?
Yes.
How it says is there in that text? Same way. He said, all mine are yours, and yours are mine, because why? And I am glorified in who?
Yes.
In them. I am glorified in them. Because I'm the witness of this truth.
Yes.
I'm the testimony of whom you are.
Lord.
And what you are. I am the witness of that truth.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 11, this very key, saints. Messiah says, and now I am no longer in the world. I will not be a part of this world. But they are in the world. And he said, I'm coming to you, or I come to you. He says, holy what? Keep what? Read that, please. Keep what? Say it again. He said, Father, keep through your own name those whom, what? The ones you've given me. He said, keep them through your name. He's coming to death, saints. We better hear this. He knows that death is imminent. The cross is near. And he prays to the Father, keep through what? Your own name. Keep through thine own name. No, that is not authority. That is shame. Keep through thy own name. Keep through thy own name. There's only one name you are when the Son came in that name. All mine is thine and thine is mine. We're one. What is that you saying? Now don't ask me how to express that meaning of the word one, because you don't know what it means. You can't tell me what it means when a husband and wife, when they come together, they're no longer two, but they're one. And yet you have two bodies there. Yet when we see Him, we're going to know all things. But because we're going to be like Him. I want to read that again, verse 11. And now I am no longer in the world. But they are in the world. They are under system, Yahweh. And I come to you, Holy Father. I come to you. He decries, Holy Father, keep through your own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one and one accord of unity as we are. That's what that means, that in the same accord. But he prayed to the Father, you keep them in thy own name. This testimony of me, it has to be a profound witness. It has to be a truth. It has to be that. And it must be done that way. He said, Father, keep them in thy name. Keep them in thy own name. Keep them in thy name. That is simple, saints. He prayed to the Father because he knew that he was near death. And the only way they were going to be kept, we're kept by the power of Almighty Yahweh through faith, saints. We have faith in the Son. It is Yahweh's power that keeps us, saints. It is Yahweh's power that keeps us. That's what keeps us. There's scripture that say that we're kept by the power of Yahweh through faith. Even as the heaven and the earth is stored, they are kept by the power of Almighty Yahweh, reserved unto the day of judgment. Even those malachs of the angels that fell away, they are reserved on the chains of darkness. Now they are kept by Yahweh. They're kept by the Father to the day of judgment. That is the power we kept in His name. He said, keep them in thy name. Keep them in thy name. Keep them. Keep them in the truth of thy name. Keep them walking in thy name. Keep them in the understanding of thy name. Keep them that they may know what thy name is. Now we got to find out who the Father that he was praying to and what his name was. I want to be kept in that name. I want to find out if he was praying to a quote God unquote. I want to find out who he was. And I want to be kept in that name. I want to be kept in that name. That's why Messiah always dealt with his father as Father. Father Yahweh, Father. He said, they're in the world, but they're not in the world. Keep them. Now you're going to have to keep them because I'm leaving. A few days I'm going to give up to Ruach. I'm going to die. And they're going to be kept in that name. He said, I'm about to leave here. He said, I will pray to the Father. And he's going to send you another comforter. Is that not what he said? So we better know the Father that he prays with, the sinner's the other comforter. We better know him. When he commanded unto the apostles, he said, go and teach all nations. And you baptize them in the name of the Father. These apostolics are full of lies. The name could never be Jesus. If the name is Jesus, then the Father's name is Jesus. He said, you baptize them in the name of the Father. Yeah. And the Baptists got it wrong because they've never known the Father. No. He said, you baptize them in the name of the Father. I give you the power and the authority to do it. I'm the Son. And you will know you're doing it right by the unction of the Spirit. We must be baptized in the Father's name. He brings us to the knowledge of the truth. We must be baptized in the Father's name. He said, these things I command you to do. And lo, I am with you. You do them, I am with you. We don't do them, he's not with us. He brings us to the knowledge of the truth. We don't do it, he's not with us. I had an old brother call me the other day. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, you are a crusty, crabby. That's what he said. I said, bless you, brother. He said, you are a crusty old, cantankerous, bona fide preacher of the truth. He was saying they just don't put it on like you no more.